This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krauss. For nearly a century, a 26-foot dam blocked fish from swimming up the Aklutna River, about 25 miles northwest of Anchorage. A couple of groups finished taking the dam out last year. Now they wait for the salmon to return. But as Alaska's Energy Desk's Nat Herz reports, they just need one more thing before that can happen. Water.
Before it came down last year, the dam didn't actually have a purpose. It was built in the 1920s to generate power for Anchorage, but then a much larger hydroelectric project was built higher upstream. A group called the Conservation Fund helped raise $7.5 million to take out the old dam last year. The idea was to restore habitat for salmon runs that once fed the Aklutna native people, the original residents of the Anchorage area. Brad Micklejohn, an Alaska representative for the Conservation Fund, walks through the forest to a lookout above the canyon where the dam used to sit.
This is probably 1/100th of its normal flow.
I would think that a king salmon would possibly run aground.
You saw a king in there, about 2/3 of it would be sticking out of the water. It's a very shallow little trickle of water.
Even though the lower dam is out, this isn't how the river used to look. To show us why, Micklejohn drives his car up a big hill to the lake that once fed into the river.
So welcome to Aklutna Lake.
If you don't know what you're looking at, this is an idyllic scene. Aklutna Lake sits in a huge glacially carved valley surrounded by mountains. But when Micklejohn looks at it, he sees something different. A distortion of the natural order by electric utilities concerned about keeping their costs down. Micklejohn says the lake is lower than its natural level because it's drained out by a tunnel through a mountain to generate enough electricity for about 25,000 homes. That's actually less than 5% of the power used by the rail belt, which runs from the Kenai Peninsula to Fairbanks. It's among the cheapest energy sources for the region, which makes it more valuable to the utilities. But Micklejohn says it comes with costs that aren't just financial.
There's a lot of interesting, fascinating parts of this story that people are slowly starting to recognize that we're generating cheap power at the expense of salmon and native people.
The lake also supplies Anchorage with drinking water, but that's only about 10% of what's diverted, and Micklejohn isn't asking to use any of that. The rest goes to the hydroelectric project to generate power. Micklejohn estimates that only about 10% of the total flow would have to go into the lower river to make it usable for salmon. The utilities have agreed to start studying the impacts of the hydroelectric project this year, which is 3 years earlier than they're required to. But they haven't committed to taking any concrete steps, and their deadline isn't until 2027, nearly a decade from now. Critics point out that the agreement contains no protections for the Aklutna people and doesn't reference them whatsoever. Aaron Leggett, president of the native village of Aklutna, says tribal members have gotten used to being patient, but sitting in a cafe recently, he says he also sees the story of the dam's removal as too compelling to ignore.
I remain optimistic, and I think at the end of the day, we'll get there, but we're at the point where at a minimum we know we've taken the dam out, and to us that's something to be celebrated.
Leggett says more than half of tribal members live in or near the Anchorage area. Reviving a salmon run in their community, he says, could bring them together. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krauss.